はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website, JapanesePod101.com, for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、鹿児島、さくらです。
Peter here, and we're back with another lesson. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Lane, the translation and interpretation specialist. Okay, today we have another great lesson for you. Right, Sakurta?
Yes.
Right, Sakurta? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so today is survival phrases number...
Six.
Very nice, Sakurta. They're really, really starting to pile up now.
Yes.
And again, these are the phrases that are going to get you through your trip. They're mm-hmm. going to help you get more out of your trip.
Yes.
This is essential stuff that's going to be so beneficial to you.
Mm.
Okay? And again, if anybody has any stories out there of how this came in handy or how it was used, please send it to us because that's going to make our day. Okay, so without further ado, let's jump into today's lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sakura, can you give us today's first expression?
英語で大丈夫ですか?
Very nice. One more time, please. A little slower.
英語で大丈夫ですか?
Okay, very nice. Now, there's something that should be familiar in there from survival phrases, too. Can you give us the familiar part one more time?
大丈夫ですか?
Everybody remember that? Now, that's in survival phrases, too. One more time, Sakura.
大丈夫ですか?
Okay, and what does this mean, Sakura?
Is it okay?
Yes, is it okay? Okay, we covered this again in two. Now, it's coming back because, again, this is very, very useful. Okay, so we have the latter part of the phrase.Is it okay?
Yes.
Now, what about the first part? Can you give us that one more time?
英語で。
Very nice. What does this mean?
In English.
Yes, in English. Can you separate the words? Because there's two words in there.
英語。
And?
で。
Yes, very nice. Now, can you give us the first word?
英語。
And what's this?
It's English.
Yes, English. And then in is?
で。
Yes. Okay, so can you break down English for us?
英語。
One time fast.
英語
And then in?
で
And then the last part.
大丈夫ですか?
Okay, and one time all together.
英語で大丈夫ですか?
Perfect. Excellent. Now, this again is an extremely, extremely useful phrase, right, Sakurta?
はい。
So what does the whole phrase mean all together?
Can I use English?
Yes. So the literal translation is?
English okay?
Yes. But it really comes out to,
Is it okay to speak in English?
Yes. Okay. And the reason this phrase is so important is most Japanese can speak to some degree English, right, Sakura?
Yes.
Now, in Japanese schooling, how long do Japanese study English?
6 years.
Yeah, the average Japanese, 6 years.
Yes. They start in junior high school, 3 years.
Three years in junior high school.
And then in high school, 3 years.
3 years.
And after that, if they go to college or university, they keep on studying it.
Another 4 years.
Yes.
So that's 10 years of English.
Yes. Actually, if you meet someone on the street and say, 英語で大丈夫ですか? Maybe they won't say, hi. If you start, they will want to, you know, help. They will want to listen to your English and...do something, but probably they won't say, oh yes, I can, you know, I understand English like this, because Japanese people are very, very shy and modest and, you know, not confident about themselves, usually.
Yeah, I see. So yes, you have a very good point, Sakura.
Yeah.
Very good point. Japanese are usually very reserved.
Yes.
And even though they can speak English, they usually don't make the first move to approach you and speak.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to make the first move and approach them,
yes.
they reciprocate to such an unbelievable degree, it will leave you shocked. So the reason that this phrase is so important is it gives you the tool to make a chance to start talking.
Yes.
And it's very, very, very useful,
yes.
as Sakurta said. Now, most Japanese may not be confident about their English, as Sakurta said.
Yes. So, but they want to help. So,
yes.
you know.
So the reason we're teaching you this is, for example, say you're on the street and you got the map in your hand. You turn the map left, you turn it right. Just doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You're at ends with, you don't know what to do. This is the type of situation where you can use this expression.
英語で大丈夫ですか?
Yes. If you see somebody walking on the street, we can go back to survival phrases one and we can get the word.
すみません。
Yes. Excuse me. And then we can say the whole phrase together.
すみません。英語で大丈夫ですか?
Yes. And with this phrase, excuse me, may I speak English? Can I speak English? Is it okay to speak English? It will do wonders for you. 9 times out of 10, that person will be willing to help you. Right, Skirta?
Mm-hmm, that's right. They may say, but they're really willing to help you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, if you're lost and you need to be taken somewhere, if they took you to the place, if they just stopped what they're doing and took you to the place, we would not be surprised. Right, Sakura? Mm-hmm. Yes. Again, this is one phrase that you can use in all kinds of situations just to, you know, ease the tension.
Yes.
If you start with the Japanese first, you're going to make the other person feel much more comfortable. And then they can understand that, you know, you're nice and that you're trying.
Yes.
And then they're going to try too. And yes. once they try, it's going to be great. Right, Sakura? Mm. Restaurants, meeting people. Asking for directions, lost. This is all stuff that you can use this phrase.
Yes.
So this is one that you definitely, definitely want to remember. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Sakura, can you give it to us one more time?
英語で大丈夫ですか?
Yes, excellent. Okay, so now that you have that one, and this is going to open a lot of doors, now there's another one, another phrase that we would like to introduce you today. And this phrase, too, is very, very useful. Because in Japan, there's a high probability that you're going to take a taxi, but there's no way that you're not going to take a train. Mm-hmm. Right, Sakura?
Right.
They won't let you leave the country if you don't ride a train. All right, a little overboard. So there's another expression that I use all the time because there's so many trains here. Some stations have 8-10 tracks.
Mm.
So which train's going where? It's very, very difficult to find out. And although they do have an English in the major cities, once you get outside the major cities, they're not going to have the electronic sign flashing both Japanese and English.
Mm-hmm.
There's many times when I've been in small towns or smaller towns that this phrase has come in helpful. Okay? Now, this phrase is primarily used when you're on the platform waiting for a train. Or you might have boarded the train and you're waiting for it to leave and you just want to make sure it's heading where you're going because you don't want to get on the wrong train. So Sakura, let's use Tokyo as our example. How could I ask someone if I'm waiting for a train? And I think it's the Tokyo train, but I'm not sure. How can I ask someone, is this the train for Tokyo?
Tokyo yuki desu ka?
Very nice. One more time.
Tokyo yuki desu ka?
Very nice. Is this headed for Tokyo?
Yes.
That's a little translation. Is this the train for Tokyo?
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, it's a very, very simple expression.
Yes.
And it's one that is so important. So what we're going to do is break it down. Now, we use Tokyo, right?
Yes.
You're not always going to be going to Tokyo. But the city or the place can always be changed, right?
Yes.
What stays constant?
Yuki desu ka?
Yes, very nice. Okay, and can you break it down by syllable?
Yuki desu ka.
And one time fast?
Yuki desu ka?
Very, very nice. Okay? So this is what you want to ask. Before you get on the train, once you're on the train, I usually ask 2 times just to make 100% sure because I have gotten on so many wrong trains in Japan that I make a point to ask where I'm going.
Very important.
Okay? So what we're going to do is give some examples. Give us Tokyo one more time.
Tokyo yuki desu ka?
Okay. Is this headed for Tokyo? How about Osaka?
大阪行きですか?
Is this headed for Osaka? How about Kyoto?
京都行きですか?
Yes. Is this train headed for Kyoto? Again, this is definitely, definitely what you want. It's such a simple phrase, and it can save you so much aggravation. Okay? Now, here's something that might come in useful. If it is the train, what will the person say? So, for example, if the train is going to Tokyo, and I say to you, Tokyo 行きですか? You would say?
はい、そうです。
Yes. Which is?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Yes, it is. One more time, please.
はい、そうです。
Yes, very nice. Okay, now let's do, it's not the train for Tokyo. And I say to you, Tokyo 行きですか?
いいえ、違います。
Yes. Which means?
No, it's not.
Yes, so these are the two important phrases you want to know.
Yes.
Okay, can you give it to us one more time?
いいえ、違います。
Which is?
No, it's not.
Yeah, and break down both words.
いいえ、違います。
And one time fast.
いいえ、違います。
And that's your cue to get off the train. So, the phrase you're hoping for is?
はい、そうです。
Okay, and if not?
いいえ、違います。
You get off the train. Now, if you're off the train, you don't know where to go. Now, this is a time you can pull out the magical
wa.
Right, Sakura?
Yes.
And you can find the person wearing the nice uniform, and you can say to him,
Tokyo yuki wa?
Yes. Beautiful, Sakura. It all came together.
Yes.
And he will maybe answer you in Japanese, but he'll point, or he'll say the number. Mm. And if he's still speaking Japanese, you can break out the
英語で大丈夫ですか?
Yes. And he'll try. And 9 times out of 10, he'll get the English word for track. Like, he'll get you that track number in English. Okay? So again, give us the magical wa expression.
Tokyo yuki wa?
Yeah. Which one is the train for Tokyo?
Yes.
Or we can do it for Osaka.
Osaka yuki wa?
Yes. Which one's the train for Osaka? See how it all comes together? And who told you Japanese is a tough language? Come on. Piece of cake, right, Sakura?
朝飯前.
Yeah. Okay, so that's going to be it for today. We will see you tomorrow with another lesson.
また明日ね.
Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.